Blog Talk Radio.
Healing. Proverbs 4:20-22 says, "My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let not these words depart from your eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life to those that find them, and healing to all their flesh." The Hebrew word for healeth in verse 22 is medicine. God's word is medicine to all our flesh. The translator of Exodus 15:26 reads, "The Lord, I am the Lord, thy physician. The medication or the medicine he prescribes is his word." Many make the mistake of substituting belief in healing for the actual taking of God's medicine, his word. They say, "I believe in healing," without actually taking the medicine. What good would it do for you to believe in food if you did not eat it? You would starve. What good would it do to believe in water if you did not actually drink any? You would die of thirst. God's word is his medicine. There are several parallels between God's word or God's medicine and natural medicine. First, God's word is a healing agent, just as natural medicine is a healing agent or catalyst. In other words, the medicine itself contains the capacity to produce healing. God's word contains inherent within it the capacity, the energy, the ability, the nature to effect healing in your body. Psalms 107:20 says, "He sent his word and healed them, and delivered them from their destructions." A man by the name of Fenton says, "He sent out his word, and it healed, and from their corruptions it freed." Proverbs chapter 4, verse 22 says, "For they," speaking of his words, "are life to those that find them, and health to all their flesh." Isaiah 55, verse 10 and 11 says, that the word of God will accomplish what it was sent out to do. The word itself contains the power to produce what it says. Just as when God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Healing scriptures contain within them the capacity to produce healing. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12 says that the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. Weymouth says in a translation that God's message is full of life and power. A man by the name of Jordan says that God's word is alive with energy. God's word to us is something alive, full of energy. The key to the partaking of life and healing energy in the word is to feed on the word until it penetrates your spirit, where it deposits that life and energy. Secondly, we must say that medicine is no respecter of persons. It will work for anyone who takes it. It is not a matter of God willing or not willing the healing of an individual, but whether or not the individual will receive healing by taking the medicine that produces it. Thirdly, the most importantly, medicine must be taken according to directions to be effective. Some medicine labels read, take internally. Others say, take externally. To rub it on your body externally when the directions say to take it internally will not work. To take it after meals when the directions say take it before meals will reduce its effectiveness. To take it once in a while when the directions say three times every day will mean limited results, if any. No matter how good the medicine is, it must be taken according to the directions or it will not work. So it is with God's medicine. It must be taken according to the directions to work. The directions for taking God's medicine are found in Proverbs 4:20, and it says, attend to them, incline your ear to them. Do not let them depart from before your eyes, and keep them in the midst of your heart. We might say that attending to them, inclining your ear to them, and keeping them before your eyes causes them to get into the midst of our heart. Notice this. It is only as it gets into the midst of the heart and stay there that they produce healing in your body. Head knowledge won't do it. They are going to have to penetrate to your spirit through meditation, attending, hearing, looking, muttering, musing, pondering to produce healing in your body. But once they do penetrate, they will certainly bring health to all your flesh. The Living Bible says, let them penetrate deep within your heart. You can see again that God's way of healing is spiritual. Power is ministered first to your spirit, then distributed to your body. God's medicine must be taken internally. Listen, instead of wondering whether you have enough faith to be healed, just take this medicine. There is a list of healing scriptures that I'm about to read to you. I want you to feed on them several times a day, repeating them over and over again to yourself. The medicine itself will work if you will get it inside of you. And fourth, remember that it takes time for medicine to work. Most people give natural medicine a lot of time and patience and money to work. They take their prescription back for refills and more refills. They are diligent about it. They don't just take one dose and expect a miracle. Keep taking God's medicine. Give it time to work. Take your medicine. Say these scriptures to yourself. Think on what you're saying in your heart. Use them to praise the Father. His word is medicine and healing to all of your flesh. And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, which, when he had cast into the waters were made sweet. There he made for them a statute and an ordinance, and there he proved them, and said, If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all of his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. God is speaking to me now, saying, I am the Lord that healeth thee. He is watching over his word to perform it. He is the Lord that healeth me. He is healing me now. This word contains the ability to produce what it says. He is the Lord that healeth me. He is my power. I receive this word now. I receive this healing that is in his word now. Healing is inherent in God's nature. God is in me. My body is the temple of God. My body is the temple of the Lord that healeth me. God is bigger than my sickness and Satan. God is dwelling inside of me now, healing me now. The Lord that healeth me is my shepherd. I do not lack healing. My body is in contact with the Lord that healeth me. My body has to respond to God's healing life and nature at work in me now. Healing is in God. God is in me. I thank you, Father, because you are my healer and you are healing me now. Exodus chapter 23, verse 25 says, And you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. I will is the strongest assertion that can be made in the English language. God is speaking to me now saying, I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. God is watching over his word, performing it in me now. He is taking sickness away from the midst of me. I worship the Lord my God, who teaches and takes the sickness away from the midst of me. Goodbye, sickness. The Lord is taking you away from the midst of me. Thank you, Father, for taking sickness away from me. I thank you for doing what you said. Deuteronomy 7:15, And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee, but will lay them upon all of them that hate him. The Lord is taking from me all sickness. His word contains the ability to do what it says. His word will not return void, but accomplish what it was sent to do. The Lord is taking away from me all sickness, every trace of weakness and deficiency. Sickness is going out of me now. Thank you, Father, for taking away from me all sickness like you said. Psalms 30:2. O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. I believe I have received my healing. Mark 11:24, thou hast healed me. I don't consider what I feel. I believe I am healed. Thou hast healed me. Psalms 42:11, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the heal or the health of my countenance and my God. I refuse to be cast down or discouraged. I am the conqueror. I will yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. Father, I praise you because you are the health of my countenance. Psalms 91, verse 1 through 6 and 10. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come near thy dwelling. I am abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healeth me, is my refuge and fortress against disease. His word is my shield and buckler against sickness. I am trusting under his wing, and there is healing in his wing. Malachi 4:1 says, I'm not afraid of disease. I am not afraid of sickness. I am abiding under the shadow of Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healeth me. No plague shall come near my dwelling or my body. I resist sickness and disease. I refuse to accept it. It is not mine. I refuse to be sick in Jesus' name. Sickness cannot trespass in my body. Sickness, you cannot come near my dwelling. I refuse you. I resist you. Psalms 103, verse 2 and 3. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Bless the Lord, Jehovah Rapha, O my soul. Blessed be the God, the Father. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I thank you. Praise you for your benefits. You forgive all my sins, all my faults, all my failures and disobedience. You heal all my diseases, and I thank you for it. Healing belongs to me as part of the new covenant. Healing is my redemptive right. A benefit is a condition of a contract, not a bonus thrown in extra at the discretion of the employer. Thank you, Father, for healing all my diseases. Psalms 107:20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. He sent his word and healed me. His word heals me and delivers me from my destructions. His word frees me from my corruptions. God's word contains God's ability to perform what it says. His word is healing me now. His word contains his healing power. His word is working in me now. He has sent his word and healed me. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. My son or daughter, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. God's word is health to all my flesh. His word is medicine to my flesh. I am the Lord that healeth thee, is medicine to my flesh now. I will take away from thee all sickness, is medicine to all my flesh. The word of God is full of the life of God. That life is saturating my spirit. God's life and healing power is in his word, and his word is at work in me now. The word of God is depositing the life of God and the healing of God into my spirit. That life and health is spreading out of my spirit into every tissue and pore of my body, creating health and soundness. My body has no choice but to respond to the healing in the word that is being absorbed into me now. Proverbs 12 and 18. There is that speaketh like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health. My tongue makes me well. I have what I say. I say, the Lord is my healer. I say, he takes sickness away from me. I say, no plague comes near my dwelling. I say, he healeth all my diseases. What I confess, I possess. My words make me well. There is healing power in my words, for they are God's words. I speak health to every muscle, tissue, fiber, and cell in my body. I release God's healing power with my words into my whole being. Healing is mine. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22. A merry heart doeth good like medicine, but a broken spirit dries out the bones. Come on and laugh with me. I have a merry heart. Sickness cannot dominate me. Satan cannot dominate me. What do you think you're trying to do, devil? You can't put sickness on me. Ha, 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 ha. I have a merry heart. I am full of joy. A merry heart works like a medicine. God's medicine is working in me. Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 3. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid as if it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did not esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Surely, I confess, he hath borne my sickness and diseases, and carried my pains. He took my sickness on himself and carried my pains. He bore them and carried them away to a distance. I don't have to bear what he bore for me. I refuse to bear what he bore for me. Satan cannot put on me what Jesus bore for me. By his stripes I am healed. By his stripes I get healing. By his bruise there is healing for me. His punishment, his wounds has brought me healing. Healing has been granted to me. With his stripes I am healed and made whole. I am made whole by the blows he received. My diseases went to the cross with Jesus and died with him there. Satan, you're visiting the wrong one. Jesus took my sickness, and by his stripes I am healed. Healing. Proverbs 4:20-22 says, My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let not these words depart from your eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life to those that find them, and healing to all their flesh. The Hebrew word for healeth in verse 22 is medicine. God's word is medicine to all our flesh. The translator of Exodus 15:26 reads, The Lord, I am the Lord, thy physician. The medication or the medicine he prescribes is his word. Many make the mistake of substituting belief in healing for the actual taking of God's medicine, his word. They say, I believe in healing, without actually taking the medicine. What good would it do for you to believe in food if you did not eat it? You would starve. What good would it do to believe in water if you did not actually drink any? You would die of thirst. God's word is his medicine. There are several parallels between God's word or God's medicine and natural medicine. First, God's word is a healing agent. Just as natural medicine is a healing agent or catalyst. In other words, the medicine itself contains the capacity to produce healing. God's word contains inherent within it the capacity, the energy, the ability, the nature to affect healing in your body. Psalms 107:20 says, He sent his word and healed them, and delivered them from their destructions. A man by the name of Fenton says, He sent out his word, and it healed, and from their corruptions it freed. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 22 says, For they, speaking of his words, are life to those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Isaiah 55, verse 10 and 11 says that the Word of God will accomplish what it was sent out to do. The Word itself contains the power to produce what it says, just as when God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Healing scriptures contain within them the capacity to produce healing. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12 says that the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. Weymouth says in a translation that God's message is full of life and power. A man by the name of Jordan says that God's
worship in this place. Somebody ask the Lion of Judah to come forth. Somebody ask the Lion of Judah to come forth. Take a sin, take a sin, take a sin, take a sin. I'm a moving out to Jesus. Have your way, take a sin. Have your way, take a sin. Have your way, take a sin. Have your sing that to the Lord.
Push it out.